The Gemara says in Chulin, Mordechai min Atoira is from the Pasuk in Parshas Kisiso, Mordiror, one of the Samamonim in the Shemen HaMishcho. The Targum says it's Mordachio, which is Mordechai. That is the remez of Mordechai min Atoira. And Lemaisa, the Mephoshim, Amoirer, an interesting Ha'ora, that Mordiror, this, what was it exactly, is a shaila in the Rishonim, but the Rambam learns in Hilchas Kli Amigdosh that it was dam from a behema tmeya. It came from a behema tmeya, and the Poiskim talk about it lahalocha, how exactly did it have a din hechsher for the Shemen HaMishcho, but there was a process it went through that it was mafkia the tumah, and it was tohor. But Soif Pasuk, the Shaila is, why Dafka to pick this and to put into Shemen HaMishcho, Shemen Mishcho that the Torah calls Shemen Mishcho's Kodesh. It was Kodesh, it was Mekadesh, the Mishkon, the Kelim, and the Koyanim. The Chayru, we would think that we only want a Dovah Shepikdusha, we don't want any Tumah here. That's one Shaila. And the second Shaila is that this should be the Remez of Mordechai out of all the Samamonim that we can find. We have to pick the one that came from a Dovah Tomei, went through the process of being Mafkir the Tumah and becoming Tohor. Those are the two Shailas. In the Haggadah Reach Dudoim, in the Psicho, so he's Mo'ira these Nekudas, he has a big Arichos, and he says a wonderful Yisoid over there. He says, Be'etzem, he brings a Medrish in Parshas Chukas that's going on Por Aduma. The Medrash says, Mi yitein tohor mi tomei. Who is it that can take out Taira from Tomei? And it brings different Mesholim. Obviously, one is going on the Por Aduma, which was Tomei, and Metahir Tmeim. And it says, Mi yitein tohor mi tomei, Avrohom mi terach, Mordechai mi shimi. Mordechai was a descendant of Shimi ben Gera, who the Medrash is calling Tomei, he was Mekal al David. Who is it that's Moitzi Tohor mi Tomei Haloi Echod? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Nekuda here is to bring out that there's a Koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted all Minei Taira in every single Chelik of the Welt, even in something that is Tomei. Zok there like this, if tzaddikim would all come from tzaddikim, so there would be two types of people. Tzaddikim, chassidim, those who are oived Hashem, and the people who don't have that. The rishoim, the loy oived Hashem, and the emes is, he says, tzinishtazoi. Kulam, shovim, and every single person has the koyach to take his kelim, doesn't make a difference where he came from, how he was born, and what he's made out of. If he has chalokim that came from tumah, but he has the koyach to be metahirit and to do avoidas Hashem with his koyachas that the Eibishter gave him. From every single koyach, every single midah that a person has, it can be brought out in emesa avoidah Hashem. Everything is healed. It's soirech avoidas Hashem, and he has an arichos in this. He says the Shemen HaMishcho had to have this ingredient that started from a Dover Tomei in the Shemen HaMishcho, which had the most Kedusha, to teach us this Nekuda. There's no such thing to give up on a Dover that looks Tomei. A person has a Midah Tomeya. It can be turned into a Dover that's Kodesh Kodoshim, like it, to go into the Shemen HaMishcho, to be Mekadesh, the Kedushas HaMishkon. Mordechai also didn't come from a groisa yichos, Shimi ben Gera, came from Shimi ben Gera, from an Odom Tomei, that's miyitein tohor mi tomei. That was the koyach that Mordechai had to bring out. We have a nekuda on Purim, an interesting nekuda of marbe reyes, matones levyoinim, mishloach monois, being marbe bereyes, and the Mephorishim say that's coming kineged the Gzeir of Haman, that Haman said that on the Yidden, it's an Am Mefuzor Umefoyrud, that it's all about Pirud. And we're trying to vise that it's Nishtazoi. There's a Reyes. The Al-Shuch says, towards the end of the Megillah, he says that Be'etzem, first, the Yidden Bezman Purim, they were noyeg mishloach monois ish l'reyehu, which means to their friends. The Yisoid Adin from Mishloach Monois Be'etzem, it's Mashmo from the Poiskim, even the Mechaber. It doesn't mean to be Marbe Reyes through sending Matonois to people you don't know, people you're not friendly with. The Inyan is not developing friendship. The Inyan is to be Marbe in the Reyes with the Reyim that we have. You send it to the Chaverim, and just to be Moisef a point about this, that the inyan of being marbe bereyus, the loshen habach is sheyehe odom sos v'sameach im reyov, reyov v'oyavov en chaverov. Just like when a person makes a simcha, a chasana, a bar mitzvah, he invites all his friends. Why? Be'etzem, the mechuvan here is not stam that you want to be mative to them, but I can't. How can I possibly have an emes a simcha without my family and friends all together? It's a chesaron in the simcha. When someone's really, really happy, you share it with your friends. You bring everyone in the picture. That's what's mashlam my simcha. On Purim, we want to have a simcha from the neis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. The spitz of a simcha is throw a party. You throw a party, invite family and friends, and you wine them and dine them to the best you could. You send presents, mishloach monos. That's all a way of expressing our egen a simcha to the Eibishter. I saw in the Leket Yoshe, he brings down a very short memra, which is a dover sosum. He says, on Purim, you don't say thank you. What does he mean, on Purim, you don't say thank you? I thought the pshat is, when you go to, someone invites you to the Suda, or he gives you shlach monos, you don't say thank you. And it's not just because it's Yen is doing a mitzvah. When you go to someone's chasen, you share in the simcha, who thanks who? The Baal HaSimcha thanks you for coming and enjoying yourself and dancing and eating and making the simcha gevaldik. Because the shorish here is to show our simcha. That's the inyan of Mishloach Moed. It's all about Marbe Bereyes. Back to the Alshich. He says originally Klal Yisrael did Mishloach Moed, and afterward there was a takona, Mordechai was mesakin matonos le'evyoinim, which is la'aniyim. Why? To be koilel in the simcha, even people that are not yoreim v'oyavov. To give everyone. And he says the reason is because kineged Haman was tzoyer kol ha'yehudim. He didn't pick and choose who he's against. La'hashmid la'arig u'la'abed. It was ba'kol mikol kol. Memela, the reyes and avil we have to have is to call echod ve'echod ba'asher hu yid. Yeder einu who's a yid, kol apoyshet yad noisim loy. We send to everyone, matonis levyonim in this aspect, is to everyone to be koilel them in the simcha. I thought maybe to be moisif, Mishneh Berurah brings down from the Sharatzion that he has a sofik. If you yoytze shlach monos, if you don't send it al yidei shliach, very interesting. He has a tzad that you have to send it al yidei shliach because of the loshen who mishloach monos ish l'reyehu. I always send two shlach monos, one al yidei shliach and one I bring myself, because al tzad that you don't have to have shlichus, l'choyer it's better to do it yourself. Mitzvah bo yoytze b'shluchoy. But al kolponim, what's the tzad that you should have to have shlichus? The Mephoshim say, because it's marbe bereyus. It makes more of a reyus over here. More of a friendship. And how is that? It's something to think about, how exactly it's marbe reyus. One pshat which would fit in to the noise we're talking about is the mishloach monos is to your friends, oyavo v'reyov. So we don't want it to be too clicky. Only specific people are in my suda. So when you bring a shliach in, you bring him into your friendship. When you send a shliach to bring a present to someone, so you happen to make you're befriending the shliach, and you're also making him a friend of the mekabel. When someone brings you, he says, here's $100, someone asked me to give it to you, I'm a shliach mitzvah, I'm a shliach to bring you money. Next time you see him in the street, you're going to say hello to him, you like him, he brought you a present. So we want to be koilel, even in the mishloach monos, the ikar is to your friends, Reov v'chaveirov, but be koilel someone else also. Don't be exclusive over here. By sending a shliach, you're letting him in the friendship club. But al kolponim, the al shich says, that's why there was a tesefis of matones lev yoinim. The av of Reyes and kolapoyshid yad means kolapoyshid yad, to kulam shovim. Every single yid has a koyach. Haman understood this koyach. And there's a moyudik azach, you see in the Megillah, that Mordechai lo yichrev lo yishtachav, and Mordechai was the one who was oymed keneged Haman. He's the one that didn't bow down. I always thought that the avodah for Mordechai was something unbelievable. The Shem Hashem kayadua is not mentioned in the Megillah. The Chazal say that the word Hamelech, when it says Hamelech, it's Miramiz on Hashem. But the Oisio is Yudke Vovke, in they go in certain Psukim, you can find words in that order with the Tevis, the Roshi Tevis are Yudke Vovke, which is Miramiz on the Shem Hashem. Now, one of the places is when in the Pasuk, Haman says, the Kol Ze Einenu Shovali. The word zeh ends with a hey. Einenu with a vav. Shove with a hey. Li with a yud. The soife teva, the end of the words of zeh, einenu shove li, is the oisiois of yud ke vav ke backwards. The Shem Hashem comes out over here. And I saw, they ask, what happened at this point in the Megillah when Haman is cooking up his Eitzer on Klal Yisrael? What is it that brought out the Shem Hashem over here? When we find the Shem Hashem, there was something that triggered the Hizgalus. So I thought the pshat is like this. Because if Mordechai was able to lo yichrov lo yishtachave, Haman had everything in the world, Roiv Bonov, Vikinyonov, the second most important person in the world after Achashverosh. And if al yidei Mordechai not bowing down to him, he can say, the kol ze einenu shoveli. What does that show us, Rabbi Yisai? What that shows us is that the emeskite in Mordechai's avoida, it was the emeskite of someone who knows what's emes and knows everything else in the Welt is sheker. When Haman walked by and Mordechai's not bowing down, and Mordechai gave him a wink, saying, listen, I know it's emes and everything you have here is sheker muchlot. Haman had no more sipuk, he had nothing. It's not worth it. He lost his whole taiva for covered when there's someone over here showing him, showing him the emes in his face. If someone can have a za avoida that shows the emes kite from the Eibishta and how everything else is botel umavutel, that brings the Shem Hashem, that brings the hiskalus from the Shem Hashem. There were people who said that they used to go around on the trips with their Baron Leib. And when you were around him, you didn't have any geschmack in gashmius, in food. When you just saw the pshitus and the precious that he had, and the emeskite in his avoida and seeing what's emes, everything else was automatically botel mavutel. You just didn't have a tam. If Mordechai would have had 1% of a suffix, is it mutter to bow down? Is it osur? Let's think about it. Let's dan. Okay, we'll be machmir today, b'toyres chumra. It wouldn't have worked. Haman would have said, no, tomorrow we'll get him. Maybe we'll find a way. We'll find the poisik that's mekel. But when he saw the starkeit that Mordechai has of lo yichrov lo yishtachave, the emes was staring him in the face, we have to get rid of it. That's a mahalach in the goyim. You get rid of the emes and then you can live the life of sheker. But this koyach, it says in the Megillah, when he found out that Mordechai is a yid, ki Yehudi hu, he decided, and he chapped, it's not enough to kill Mordechai, then he decided, we have to kill the kol am Mordechai. What happened? Because when he found out that Mordechai is a Yehudi, he chapped that this avoido, this koyach, is in the genes, it's in the blood, the ramach v'shasa of every single yid. He'll get rid of Mordechai, another yid will pop up with his koyach. Yidim are akshonim to do the emes ha-rotzon of Hashem, and this goes on every single yid. Tohor v'tomei, doesn't make a difference who they are, where they came from. Haman was Tzoyer Kol HaYehudim, and that's the simcha we have to have on Yemei HaPurim and take with us afterward of the avoida we were zoiche to then, to take it weiter and to realize each one of us have it. The Adil Yoda, one of the Inyonim, many pshotim, but what makes a period between people is their different ritzoinos, their different taivas. When a person machs a shikr, and it breaks down all the barriers, his ava comes out to every single yid. We treat people equally, we treat people shove, we love everyone. That's the ava, the achva, that has to come out on Purim from realizing the gadlus of every single yid. Afreilich in Purim and Agot Shabbos.